Tonight's Shir, Siman Reish Nun Beis, Seif Beis, and Seif Gimel. Seif Beis, Umutar Litain Begadav Lechoivis Eini Yehudi, it is permitted to give your clothing to a non-Jewish laundry, V'oibois, or to give hides, La'abdon, to a tanner, Perish Uman Shem Abid Mesakin, or that's a professional person who prepares and tans the hides. Samuch Chashecha, you can give these things in on Friday afternoon, close to nightfall. Im Katzis Lo Dom, as long as you set the price in advance. Oh, or Sha'oisa Osam B'Tovas Hana, or he's doing it as a favor to the Yid. V'hush Lo Yoimer Lo Lasas B'Shabbos, provided you cannot instruct him to do the work on Shabbos. V'gam Sheyasa in Yehudi Amalacha B'Beso. And we also want the work to be done in the non-Jews' home. Let's stop here. See Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Yud Beis Litein Begadav V'Chulu. It is permitted to give your clothing into the laundry erev Shabbos. For din l'shar malachas, it's not just laundry. Any other malacha, we give the example of bringing your car to a shop mechanic. For the time, the reason why it's mutter, the kivin the katzav lo dam of ad malachto, since you set the price for the work. They know makbir alav shiasenu takef, and he doesn't care. He's not particular that it has to be done right away. To kiyavid biyom Shabbos daiter d'nafshi kaavid. So when the non-Jew does the work on Shabbos, he's doing it of his own choice. Lamar lahash lamalachlo. He wants to hurry up and get it done with, but not because he has to do that. Sifkatan yud gimel samlech lichashecha. Even if you give it close to nightfall, ubeinat shiotziem gam kim pesach beisam mi beodyom. As long as the items left the Jew's house before Shabbos. In other words, maybe he's going to pick them up. They have a service. They'll pick up the laundry, pick up the hides. As long as they get it out of the Jew's house before Shabbos starts. Sifkan yudal im katzis v'chulu, if they set a price. Hainusach yudua. That means there's a set fee for this service. For those schir yom, it's not a day laborer. Vayin simen reish from Zion. Sif beis look back at simen reish from Zion. Tim hisni imo sheitin lo socha. V'yispash rimo. Let's say they made an agreement up front. You'll get paid for the work, and we'll decide later what the amount will be. Even though it wasn't explicit how much the job will be, how much they'll get paid, dino kikotzatz. It's as if they set the price. Ubizman is that. Now, as far as today is concerned, kelim lekoyves, when you give clothing into the laundry, stamadina kikotzatz, we assume it's the same as setting a price, de kitzva, so yadua. We know this is a price, this much for a suit, this much for a sweater, and so on. They have a set fee system. Therefore, the simple practice is to drop them off by the cleaners, even Erev Shabbos, close to Shkiyas HaChama. Again, you can't tell them to do their work on Shabbos. If they choose on Shabbos, that's their own choice. Or he's doing it because he wants to do a favor to the Yid. The non-Jew agrees to do the work for nothing. And we explain that this is because the Yid did him something good beforehand, and now he wants to repay the Yid. So Arkane, therefore, died to the Nafshe Kovet. Again, he's working of his own choice. But you cannot instruct him to do the work on Shabbos. So if he says to the laundry, you know, I need this Matzah Shabbos. Maybe he has to travel right after Shabbos. Gamza osur, that's forbidden. Afila bekotzatz, even if you set the price in advance. The kivanchi afshalu gamro elam kinyasa b'Shabbos, since it's impossible to get it done unless he works on Shabbos. Havle kilu oime b'feirush, it's as if he tells him explicitly shechabbos b'Shabbos, to do the work on Shabbos, to clean on Shabbos. Vavik ishlucho, and he's working at the behest of the Yid, that's osur. So based on this, the notes bring, this could be a big shiloh, if you want to take an ad in a paper for the Saturday edition, because it's important for business people and people read the ads on the Saturday paper, if by purchasing an ad you're basically telling them to print it on Shabbos, because they print it Friday night, that's awesome. You can't take an ad in the Saturday paper if it means you're telling them print it on Friday night, because that's how they do it. If they're printing Friday night and then get it out Saturday morning, so that's a problem. You can't take such an ad. Sivkon Yud Zayin, Beveso. Now, the non-Jew has to do the work in his own house. What's the law? I mean to say, Shalom Beveso, not in the house of the Yid. does Mirsi Kilu Oise B'Shlichus Yisok, because if he does the work in the Yid's house, it certainly appears as if he's following the instructions of the Yid to do the work on Shabbos. V'kaz v'cha'od m'cha'odim writes, V'beis Yisrael Asur Afilum Hudav Shemini Kol B'nei Ir L'Nob Kabonis, that if he's working in the Yid's house, it's usher, even though everyone in the city knows that when you do this kind of work, it's they're being paid the kablonis, they're being paid for the job. For the osi the michshu day b'schiyuv, no one will suspect that it's a day laborer. Gam kein osi mitamis, that's still us for this reason. The yoimu shet sivu alasos b'shabbos, everyone's going to say that he told him to do the work on Shabbos. The Ramah continues, v'im lo katsas, if he gives it to the non-Jew and they do not agree on a price in advance. Osir, that's osir. Be'er Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, you cannot drop something off for the non-Jew to work on, the clothing for the cleaners, the hides to the tanner, if you don't set the price. V'ayin le'er sin reishm zayin li'ishcholkin im oisa lo b'chinam. If you look back in reishm zayin, there are those who argue if he does it for nothing, as a favor, there are those who hold that's osir too. Here, the Mechaber said, if you do it, no, it's the same as katsatz. There are those who disagree and say, no, if it's not katsatz, even though he's doing whatever, no, that's not good enough. The Mechaber says, if you see the non-Jew doing the work on Shabbos, if he's doing it as a favor, the Mechaber said that was okay. And now he sees him doing the work on Shabbos, you have to tell him, don't do it on Shabbos. The Ramah adds, "Afilu im nasanim lo kama yom lefnei Shabbos." Even if he gave it to him several days before Shabbos, if you see him working on it on Shabbos, you tell him to stop. Mishnah Berurah of Kodesh Yuches, "V'im lo katzas." If you don't set the price, then you cannot give it to him on Friday. Hanish lo hisna im hayisrael oydischar. There was no agreement with the Yid how much it gets paid. V'ni Yehudi mitzar b'latash mesochah. The non-Jew expects to get paid, but they didn't agree to pay. He didn't even say, I'll pay you, we'll decide later how much. He didn't say that either. Also, it's forbidden. At that point, we don't say he's working of his own choice. Since the Yid did not assure him openly that he'll get paid. Sifkan Yitas, this is wrong, Be'erev Shabbos. Because when you give it to him on Friday, it looks as if you're giving it to him on condition that he does the work on Shabbos. If you set a price, then he's working of his own choice. It doesn't look as if he's telling him to do the work on Shabbos. For Kasra Poskim, the Poskim write, if there's enough time to finish the job before Shabbos starts, Mutter afilu be'er Shabbos v'afilu katzas, then it is mutter to give the clothes to the goy to clean, even if you didn't set a price and it's erev Shabbos. Everyone agrees to that. So the problem is when it's mamish close to Shabbos when you drop it off. But if there's enough time to do the job before Shabbos starts, then even though you didn't set the price, it's okay. Now the Ramah says very specifically, the problem is an Erev Shabbos problem. Because if it was Wednesday or Thursday, it's a distance from Shabbos, then you can give it to him without setting the price, even though he won't finish the job before Shabbos, as long as he doesn't tell him to do the work on Shabbos. So the Mechaber's Shita is that if you give it to him on Friday afternoon, and there isn't enough time to do it before Shabbos starts, if you set the price, then it's fine. If you don't set the price, it's usur. If it's on Thursday or Wednesday and you don't set the price, that's fine. Or even if it's Erev Shabbos, but there's enough time to do the job, it's also fine. The problem is only when it's close to Shabbos and you don't set the price, that's what's awesome. Sifkan Chaf, the Yesh Cholkim V'chud, the Ramah adds that even though the Mechaber said that if the Nanju does it as a favor or returning a favor to the Yid, that's fine, there are those who disagree with that. Usfrilu, they hold, the Dina Kolo Katsats, the fact that he does it for free is as if he didn't set the price. Vadaite the Yisrael Ka'ovit, so he's working at the behest of the Yid. V'asur Be'erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos will be a problem to give it to him to work on. Look back in Reish Mem Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah wrote over there that because of this problem, make up to pay him something. A pittance, a little bit. And then you remove the whole shiloh. Because this sheet holds, he wants to do me a favor, I don't want to charge you. But this machlikas, if that works. So if you set a price, there's no problem. So set any price, even a minimal price that certainly doesn't cover the normal cost. But by setting a price of whatever it is, then you avoid the shaylus machlekas. Sifkan chaf aleph bechinam. The Rambam says there are those who hold if he does it without getting paid, then it is a problem. Im lo she'en Yehudi ba'atzmo maskelin miyisrael, unless the non-Jew initiated. Lomer, and the non-Jew said, she'yaslo bechinam, I want to do it for nothing. Azvade daito ala toiva shekibu menu mikva. Then clearly, he has in mind for the favor he received in the past, v'dinika katzas, and that would be like katzas. So the question is, who initiates? If the yid initiates, says, you know, maybe we'll do this for nothing, because of whatever, so then that's questionable. If the non-Jew initiates, then it's not a problem. Sifkan chav beis, v'ma'u oise v'chul. Now, if you see the non-Jew working on Shabbos, and it wasn't katzatz, it was doing it because it was a favor, you have to tell him to stop. Af sheha mechaber heikel l'mayla. Even though the Shulchan Aruch was lenient above. Li'tein lo af betovah sanah mibod yom. That he said, as long as you give it to him Friday afternoon, and he's doing it as a favor, it's the equivalent of katzatz. Ve'en lochesh ma shi'as b'shabbos. And we don't care if he works on Shabbos. Afil im hu yodeh shi'as. He knows he's going to work on Shabbos. We don't care. Ki v'she'enim et tzaveya azek. He's not telling him to do it. We wrote this before in Rishon Zayin. But if he comes to his house and he sees he's working on it, it looks as if he's working at the behest of the Yid because he's not getting paid for it. He has to tell him not to do it. But if he did make up with him to pay him up front, even though he didn't tell him how much he'll pay him, and sir, he doesn't have to tell him to stop. He's doing his own work. So I would have said, simple solution, don't go to the guy's house on Shabbos. What are you going to the guy's neighbor and see what he's doing? He's busy working on your stuff on Shabbos. Just don't go there. But the mice, if you went and you saw, you have to tell him to stop.
He's the next door neighbor.
Right? Right. Kama yomim, even if it was given to many days before Shabbos. What's learned to say, the bizarre sina in a Yehudi Hayulakuli Am Mutter. Everyone agrees if you give it to the guy on Wednesday, Thursday, we don't worry about it. The chanal, like we said before, that's mutter, the kulyama. Afilu hakis, nonetheless, if you see him working on Shabbos, sir chlimchos kishu e, you have to tell him not to do it if you see him. Vidan you should know. The im hayuha en Yehudi sechir yom et slo mechol. If this non Jew is a day worker by this yid on the weekdays, and he wants to continue his work in his own house, in private, no one should see. You have to go and tell him not to. If he knows about it. Even if he's not doing it in front of him. If you instruct a non-Jew to make him shoes, for oh, he orders shoes and he sees the cobbler working on Shabbos. Afilo cuts us even without setting a price. Ain't Sirachlim Chesbiyad. You don't have to stop him. The Katlo Nikushem Yisraelim. It's not called the Yid's shoes. If he buy any Yehudi, if the non-Jew wants, he could sell to someone else. Well, Zayasim and Elamachem, and for the Yid, he'll make new shoes. Vim Kain Lav Bididei Kosik. That's not called working on his own thing. The problem we have is when you give him your clothing, give him your car, give him your things to work on. But if he's making a new pair of shoes, they're not your shoes until you take them home from the store. And the non-Jew has the right to go ahead and give him someone else. Memela, there's no Indian of telling him to stop. That's not a concern on Shabbos. Sif Gimel. Vim hoysim alocha mufursemes v'yadua shehishe Yisrael. Now, if the work that's being done is very obvious, clear, and known to everyone, it's a Jew's work. V'oysa osa b'makom mufursemes, he's doing it in a public place. It's proper to be strict and not allow it. So even though we're saying if you set the price in advance, and you drop it over Erev Shabbos, he's working of his own volition, and you have no problems with that, if it's obviously a Yid's thing, and it's in a public place, it's proper not to do it. The oivus la'adam, because you talk about hides that need to be tanned. V'keim l'kovitz and clothing to be laundered. Stamon ein yedua shel Yisrael. The normal case is that no one knows it belongs to a yid. V'keim therefore, afil hu ma'abid v'kovitz and malkum galui, so even if he's doing the tanning or the laundry in a public place, open place, ein limchus biyado kishakatzis, we're not going to stop him if you set the price in advance. Avlam ha'yisa ha'malachi yedua shuhusha yisoh. But if the work was obviously a yid's work, v'gamu ha'yisa sub makum gol l'kol, and he's doing it in a place where everyone sees, tzarech lemchas b'yod, you would have to tell him to stop. Shalasa b'shas, you shouldn't do the work on Shabbos. Deheroa, any of the shekatzas, because anyone who sees it doesn't know they set a price. V'asu l'mikshu day b'schayom, they might suspect him of hiring the naju for the day. V'chanal b'sinu reishman da'at, if Alfie has performed sinu reishman da'at. If you look back there, the Shulchan Aruch holds this awesome Mikra Din. Look there in the Be'alocha to Masal Dina. Mr. Bursav Kon Chafei. V'yadua Shehivachulu. It's known that this is a Jew's Malacha. Ulefize, according to this, Hachalukim Sheni Karim Shehem Sheyisrael. If there's an article of clothing that's obviously a Yitz, he's cleaning a bekesha. He's cleaning a kapota. Everyone knows. No one's wearing this but a yid. Ve'en Yehudi mechaps al gav ha'nohor. And the guy's washing it by the river. Shum malkum golim before some. It's open. It's clear. Everyone sees what he's doing. Tzarech limchas b'yodo. You have to tell him to stop. Kishre b'shas. You see it on Shabbos. Alba tosefet Shabbos kos. The sefet Shabbos writes. Lo shayach b'zeh chashad. There's no suspicion. Yes, it belongs to a yid. Which yid? Who's kapata? Who's bekesha? No one knows. So there's no chashad. The chayodim has another leniency. The kivan sheyadua sheminu kol bnei ha'ir litan kam l'koyves v'kablonis. Everyone knows that the laundry is a kablonis. The launderer gets paid a fee for the job. No one is hiring day laborers to wash the clothing. So then even if the Najee is washing it in a public place, mutter, it's okay. No one will suspect it's a day laborer. Okay, similar to what we wrote in the simulation gimel. For a din this is true of any clothing or article that is always given and paid a fee for the job. The issur will be if it's done in the Jew's house. In the Jew's house, there are no leniencies. Once it's in the Yid's house, everything disappears. It's always assumed that you told him to do it on Shabbos, and that's going to be a problem.